Euro.
Have your say. Call, text or email. Talk about at radiokerry.ie.
And you're very welcome back to Talk About with Mary Gallagher. Now, the National Circus Festival of Ireland turns 21 this year, and it's taking place from tomorrow until Sunday in Tralee. And it was set up by Tralee man Con Horgan, who's also a founder of the circus company Fanzini Brothers, which many of you may know. And he joins me now in studio. Con, good afternoon to you.
Hi Mary, how's it going?
Good, good. I suppose, first of all, the Circus Festival of Ireland turning 21, it's a huge milestone. I suppose when you started it, you know, could you envisage getting to this point?
My God, absolutely not. No. The Circus Festival is, it started out as a really small juggling convention. And I was really happy with it being that, you know. And the whole idea was just to kind of get people together and kind of have a camaraderie, you know, of meeting and sharing tricks and experiences. And to be honest, it just took on a life of its own. Even from the start, I noticed that people were really keen to kind of get involved with it and help it out and give it support. So it's grown and grown and grown, and yeah, it's amazing. It's become a fully fledged adult now this year.
And are you doing anything special to mark the milestone anniversary?
We're doing loads of special things. Yeah, we are. It's our first year to have an actual big top circus tent. Yep. So we have a big top this year. Which is a kind of a personal thing that is really I'm delighted about. We have two world premieres this year. We have five Irish premieres. So there's a lot going on, and we have kind of new additional bits as well. And look, there'll be a bit of birthday cake at some point as well, I'd say.
And I suppose, apart from, say, the average punter who will go along, you know, and see the events, it's a big thing for, say, professionals within the performing arts sector, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. And that's how it started out. It started out as a convention. It still is a convention. It's still at the heart of it as a convention. We have now two conventions. We have a circus convention in the KDYS hall for 4 days. And we also have an aerial and acrobatics convention, which is over in Moidewell Hall for 4 days. And then, because it started with that, and then people were saying, God, I'd love to be involved in this. So then we started doing more public-facing shows. But it's kind of the two now. We still have loads of public shows and shows for families, shows for adults. And we also have then all the kind of like the professional sectoral end of it as well, yeah.
And I suppose this time of year is ideal for professionals because it's a quieter period.
Which is exactly why I put it out, because when I started it out, I was completely, the festival had absolutely no funding, there was no money at all. In fact, I organised the first Tralee convention at the time, the first circus festival, was organised on a payphone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, up there in, was it in Ash Street? Yeah, in Ash Street, yeah. So we had absolutely nothing. So it's kind of built and grown from there, yeah.
So looking at it, I suppose, from an individual, people who maybe aren't professionals, maybe amateurs, or maybe those just interested in circus, you know, whether they're families or whatever, what kind of events are happening for them?
So we have loads of events going on. In terms of the... I think the highlight is probably going to be our Friday night show in Sheamsa Tíre. We were after booking an entirely unpronounceable show. It's called it's the company is EIA. I don't even know how to say it, but I think it's EIA. And then the name of the show is NUIE, which is New Way. So it's like the most unpronounceable show. I wasn't thinking about this when I was booking it, but when I saw the show, I nearly fell apart. It was so beautiful. I mean, it's unspeakably beautiful. Six acrobats doing incredible high-level acrobatics. They have a structure then on the stage, was about 12 foot by 6 foot, which revolves and moves around. It has all these holes in it, and they start sticking their hands and legs out, and half the time you don't know how many people are on stage and where these legs are appearing from. They're climbing all over each other, doing death-defying acrobatics. That is on Friday night at 8:30, and that is just an unmissable show. And then the other one that sticks out for me is a world premiere. It's a world premiere of an Irish company, actually. They're based in Belfast, and they are Tumble Circus. And they would be well known to people kind of all over Ireland because they do just brilliant shows. And it's their big top that's going in. And they have a show called Steal As Much As You Can. And it's going to be down in the big top tent. And it's a world premiere because we've commissioned it. NCFI commissioned it. So that's going to be more kind of trapeze, acrobatics and juggling. And they're really funny as well. And that's most of the shows are family friendly. There's probably only two things in the whole programme that aren't, and that would be the kind of festival club nights, which are over 18s. And that's up in the Greyhound there with Aidan. And yeah, so there's loads and loads. There's kids' workshops as well on Saturday and Sunday if the kids want to try their hand at running away at the circus. They're at 11 and 12 on Saturday and Sunday, and that's really worth a look as well. If you just want to run away with the circus for a day, just give it a go.
And the big top, where is that going to be?
That's going to be in Fells Point. So that's going up at the moment now. We've kind of had to delay it slightly because of the inclement weather. We don't want to see any circus performers flying around holding onto a tent. So we're going to put that in either later on today or tomorrow when the weather allows. So that's going up in Fells Point, yeah.
Okay, and there's going to be a parade on Sunday.
There's two parades, a parade Friday night, yeah, from Sheamsa up to the Greyhound. And then there's another parade on Sunday, which starts in the KDYS in Denny Street. And it goes around to the big top there in Fells Point. So they're free events, which people always love.
And what can people expect from those?
Well, we have a number of props. I recently, we did this Turris with the County Council, Turris tour all around Kerry. It was a brilliant experience. And we made a disco bicycle. So it's like a massive mobile disco sound system on this bicycle. But there's also a big chariot, and we have a fire-breathing dragon as well. That's going to be in the parade, as well as jugglers, acrobats, unicyclers, you name it, we'll have it.
Oh, so amazing stuff for people to see, like whether you're smaller or you're older or you're professional or you're amateur or whatever it is. Something
we cater
incredible.
For everyone. And, you know, it's great because the town is really buying into the Circus Festival now. And that's always something that I really was longing for, was that the town would own it and they would say, that's our festival. So that's really starting to happen in the last number of years as well, which is brilliant.
Mm. Yeah, and as we mentioned, you know, it is a quieter time of the year, so you might attract people from other parts of the county or surrounding counties.
We do. We get a lot of people coming nationally as well. We have a huge amount of people come down from Dublin, from Galway, from Cork, and of course we're trying to expand our reach all the time, even internationally, you know. But it's really the local support that makes a difference to us, because it's the locals that are with you, you know, they're the ones that are here, and if they buy into it, then it's a win for everyone.
And all of the events over 75, all the details are in the full programme, and that's on circusfestival.ie.
That's right, yeah. We did flyers this year and we did posters. We didn't really do a big programme, you know, to print out. So we just put everything on the website. It's circusfestival.ie. All the information is there. All the tickets are available through Sheamsa Tír as well, if you want to ring up and get your tickets. They're moving fast, so I definitely advise people to get in early.
Yeah, so for the likes of the shows, people need to book in advance, and workshops as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So everyone is welcome. We have a beautiful programme, and if you want to drop down yourself, come along to us.
Absolutely. So kicking off tomorrow and running until, is it Sunday night?
Yeah, so it's a four-day programme. The show in the Tumble Circus Big Top, that's at 4 o'clock on Sunday, and that's our last event. And the parade kind of goes up through the town and it winds around to the tent. So it's Thursday until that show, and that starts at 4 o'clock on Sunday. And that'll be us then. We can collapse then after that and relax for a little while.
Quite your period then. Will you take a break then until maybe Christmas? Do you have stuff coming up at Christmas then yourself?
Well, we're a performing company as well, Fanzini's. So we're actually still going to be doing work. I'm actually working the next weekend. I'm doing a science festival up in Sligo and Letterkenny, and then I'm going up to Donegal, right up to the top there to Gweedore, to do another show, my solo show. So it's kind of all go after that, then I'll have a little break for sure. But you know, it won't be long before Christmas is coming in, and we'll have a lot of kind of turning on the lights and performing at festivals there as well, you know. So I love it. Like, I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, we will definitely take some downtime though after the circus festival for sure. Okay. January and February is a kind of a great time for us to sort of relax, because it kind of evens out there. There's not so much going on then, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, you have a busy few days ahead of you.
Certainly do.
Look, Con, thanks so much again for coming in the studio, and the very best of luck with everything, and congratulations again on 21 years of the National Circus Festival of Ireland.
Thanks very much, Mary, for having me.
No problem. Con Horgan there, founder of the National Circus Festival of Tralee, happening in Tralee from the National Circus Festival of Ireland even, taking place in Tralee from tomorrow until Sunday. Circusfestival.ie is where you can find all the information, and as Con mentioned there as well, you can book your tickets via Sheamsa Tír as well.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney, working closely with suppliers to produce only the finest quality, locally sourced meat and fish for our menus.